T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hashtag Third Hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
With Robbie the Degenerate.
You've got Russia.
All right, it's Hashtag Third Hour, everybody, with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
No. Want. Nope. Mic's not on.
Girls.
Nope.
You've got Russia. You've got Russia.
Think about something you said, but verify. You know, change it a little bit.
Girl.
No.
Spice.
Is spicy. Spicy.
He played spicy.
You've got Russia.
Spicy. Whatever happened to spicy?
He's laying low.
Text SPICY, that is your $1,000 give and go word this hour. SPICY, S-P-I-C-Y. Text that to 72881 now. Your $1,000 give and go is brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance to top it next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. If we got any country music fans, we have a pair of tickets to Chris Stapleton we'll be giving away before the end of today's show.
It's a big deal right there.
Yeah, man. People like him. What were you going to say? I thought you had like a tunnel update.
Oh, well, I mean, now they've completely shut like the whole area down and they're digging up the entire street.
Jeez.
So before if you're just tuning in and you've been off social media and haven't watched the news, at the corner, southwest corner of Pines Boulevard and Flamingo in Pembroke Pines, they stumbled upon a tunnel that they believe was dug in order to rob a bank, which is a Chase Bank over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they started out digging up. First of all, they brought in dozers to clear all the trees in the wooded area. And I'm talking about the FBI. Then the FBI started, you know, digging up the roof of the tunnel. And they found out, hey, wait, this goes beyond just the wooded area. This goes across the street to the other side. We're going to dig up the entire street. So, yeah, they've got machines. They've got people.
That's all crazy,
stuff
man.
I wonder how long this took to plan.
I want to know how long this has been. Yeah, how long have they been digging?
This is not like a sparse area. This is a very populated area of Broward County. How are you like digging a tunnel unless it's just like, oh, it's Florida.
Here's
like
the most incredible part of it.
People just walk by like, oh, it's Florida, whatever.
Clearly, they didn't do the schematics of it, because if you dig underneath something, it could create a hole.
That's what happened. That's how they
discovered it. Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, at least in Law Abiding Citizen, the guy had wood frame underneath.
They also said the tunnel was very tight, which I'm starting to think maybe there was little people involved.
Speaking of little people.
Yeah. We're getting hooked up.
Yeah.
He's going to get back to me. He wants to make sure that he's good to go.
Leroy, we're going to go see some micro wrestling next week. Battle Royale.
On the 6th. Write it down.
And what I've been told is, with the micro wrestling, that it's regulation size ring. And I don't know if you know the rules of a battle royale.
You got to throw people out of the
ring. You got to throw them over the top rope.
So.
I'm getting sucked down. I'm getting, like, this all credibility gone since I met you two.
Credibility?
As soon as I texted Tobin, because I was at the Matzah's concert at the Boca Black Box, I'm like, yo, I met the owner. He loves the show, listens to the show. I'm like, they got micro wrestling coming up. Tobin just not even doesn't even think about it. I'm in.
In. And he told me there were two options. He said there was a cage fight.
There's a cage fight on Wednesday and a battle royale.
And so I needed questions answered when it comes to micro wrestling because of the size of the participants. If it's a verified ring where it's smaller, I'd rather go with the cage fight. But if you're telling me that these tiny participants are having to throw themselves over the top rope by standard battle royale rules, I'm in for that.
Is any of this politically correct?
No!
Yes, it is. They can make a living?
No. No.
Yeah, but
talking about
it's micro league wrestling.
They're being exploited.
Action is action.
Whoa. We don't know that they're being exploited.
I mean,
they're getting paid.
We're laughing our asses off.
Of course we are.
At the idea of a 3 foot tall person being thrown over a ring.
Look, dude, I just saw a dude 4'11 this past week knock a mother bleeper out in 20 seconds. So
20 seconds.
Short can pack a punch, too. All right. And 4'11's like, that's considered like legally.
Well, my daughter's 5'4.
Pound for pound.
Little?
My daughter's 5'4 and she's 10. So.
What?
You do the math.
Anyway, so this James Harden's a real bastard.
Oh, no. Tell me they didn't win.
No, they didn't win yet.
Oh, I was going to say, I turned the game off.
They lost to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Right.
Who had
speaking of not winning.
Nobody.
Did you see Pop yesterday after they won?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. Another cry for attention.
Get that sound, Robbie. We have that in our folder. Watch what James Harden does on this play and how he's drunk with power with the refs because they're down four. He's completely gaming for a call. He runs out of bounds. They're just like, where's my foul?
Wait, replay that again.
Okay. Watch what he does. He's going to just completely, they're down four. So he's looking to get to the free throw line and he just completely runs out of bounds, but like bumps off the guy while he's trying to get out of bounds. Because he's just like, oh, I'm James Harden. I'm going to get every call. Hey, it's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what. Everybody talking about Drew being a throw-in.
See?
He pushed himself off.
He goes, oh! It was embarrassing.
Hey,
he's embarrassing himself.
Everybody's talking about...
Are you supposed to get fined for flopping these days?
He should. And look at that. Heaving himself into the player. So, 5-point shot, bro!
Oh, he was standing on his foot.
Yeah, all right. Sure he was.
Hey, I tell you what, that Drew Holiday is not a bad player.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Well,
like I wouldn't mind having that the
1-2 punch.
Yeah. Oh, he really got 5 shots with that, huh?
Yep.
And he missed.
Yeah, but he missed.
Yep.
Bum move. I didn't like that.
Did you see the meme?
I mean, he's not a bum. He's really good, but I didn't like that move.
Someone put his face and then his beard was an L.
I love the internet.
Yeah.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Heat and Bulls tonight at the American Airlines Arena. 7:30 is your tip time. 6:30 is your Zaz and Tommy Tighe pregame show right here in your flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. While Dwayne Wade and Bumpy are listed as questionable, Dwayne Wade tweeted earlier that he was taking his pregame nap, which would lead people to believe that he's playing.
Tremendous.
You don't take a pregame nap unless you're playing. Zach LaVine is questionable for the Bulls, so we'll see what's going on there. Obviously, Goran Dragic and Derek Jones Jr. are out from the Miami Heat.
Man, I miss Goran Dragic. When's he coming back?
I don't know.
Got about another 3 weeks.
Where are they going to put? Where are they going to put him in the rotation?
Wherever he wants.
He's starting.
Okay.
Justice going back to the second group.
And
I don't think so, man. Well, I guess it depends how they're playing.
No, you know how Spo does things. That has nothing to do with it.
He missed it. Goran, look, for the better of the team, you need to take a seat. Justice is playing really well right now. We don't want to mess with that. And he's going to be like, listen, Spo, I'll do what's best. Heat culture, I love you. I love you, man.
Guy you wanted to trade. Anyways.
For Kawhi!
No.
Anyways.
No.
You guys are jerks.
No, not.
You guys just say goodness. Things out of context. You know, hey, you don't
I'm going to read this, and I don't know why he's giving us this information. Unfortunately, I am 4'11 and 26 years old, and I have to climb my kitchen countertops to open the cabinets, shaking my head, and the sun visors in the car. Yeah, they don't work for me. The struggle is real, y'all.
Oh, man.
like, what are we supposed to I don't want to laugh.
I mean, you don't want to laugh, but you're falling over in your chair.
Look, man, if we just have a conversation where we're trying to be serious and hold it back, you can't send a story like that.
I wasn't trying to be serious.
Someone wants Robbie to add micro league results to the Magnificent Seven.
See if we can get a roster.
Somebody said Little Fury Sunday at 10.
Come on, you can't tell me you're not excited for this.
Micro Fury Sunday mornings at 10.
I'm sorry. I'm very excited. I'm not hiding. I'm not gonna be ashamed of it. I'm happy.
How are we gonna
what? We're gonna go enjoy it.
No, we're not.
I hope I can go and meet some of the crew.
We're not. We are not gonna enjoy it.
Robbie, can
we're
you look up the mock? Lineup of the Micro Wrestling League? Like, I want some names. Like, what are some
what
of the
do you
names?
Think? You think this is supposed to be in the like that we're. They're taking this as serious like they're Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair? No?
Like,
what are we doing?
I have so many jokes that I want to make, but I'd like to keep my job, so I'm just going to not say anything.
Really? Wait a minute. Now?
I pick and choose.
You pick and choose wrong.
That's true.
Hey, just as an example of the mighty have fallen, Rob Ryan is now the inside linebackers coach for the Redskins.
Oof.
Action is action.
They might need Ryan Tannehill this year. What?
What are you going to get from them?
Yeah, just a nice hello.
I mean, you might have to package it with a pick.
You think so?
Take this contract.
I don't have a quarterback. Like the Alex Smith. You see that thing that he had on his leg? It looked like a transformer.
Yeah.
That was no joke, man.
They have, it's basically, you know, like the halo they put on the head?
Yes.
That's basically what it is for your leg. They have to hold it in place. So there's pins.
Update.
And a thing on that, and like in that frame to hold it in place.
We have an update. Not the person that's 4'11 and needs to stand on their table to get to their shelves is a female.
Oh.
Oh.
So that's okay.
Somebody said, if it helps. Oh, you just.
I just read that. Okay. Yeah.
4'11, man.
I actually know a female that's like 4'11, maybe 4'10.
Dude, we saw this guy this weekend, Gustavo Ballart. He knocked a dude out in 20 seconds, and he's just swaggering around there, all 4'11. I'm like, yeah, and what?
Yeah. No.
And what?
Most of the guys that knock fools out or won a fight, They were like, yeah, I won. They wasn't in your face with it. He knocked this dude out. Oh, my goodness. In your face.
Yep. Crazy. It was a crazy performance. Anyway, so we got Super Bowl week going down. Today, the big story was Roger Goodell spoke. He gave you nothing on the no call with the New Orleans Saints. He basically said, maybe we'll review adjustment calls. I don't know. Sean Payton was doing a press conference today wearing a Roger Goodell clown shirt, allegedly. I mean, he's covering it up with a hoodie, but it appears that Sean Payton was wearing Roger Goodell with a bozo clown nose on his face.
Wait, didn't we see that before? Didn't like one of the Patriots get
have yeah, that? Patricia famously wore it after winning the Super Bowl. The Barstool guys make it. And now it seems that Sean Payton, he has joined the movement. Of Bozo Goodell.
How's that go over in the league office?
I don't know how it goes over, but I don't know if Sean Payton cares because all he got was a phone call.
Did you see that he spent 3 days basically like not talking to anyone, eating ice cream?
How could you? How could you talk to anybody?
How sick would you be? Like, imagine, like...
We're lucky it was just ice cream. I'm surprised he didn't just pick up a bottle of Jack Daniels and drink it like top to bottom the entire night.
He definitely seems like an ice cream guy. He's gotten a little portly since he's been in
Well, I mean...
And the food is no joke. Let me explain something to you. New Orleans, it sucks. It gets everybody.
Just eating beignets.
He was saying something about eating Jenny's ice cream, whatever.
Fried food. Everything is the utmost of sugar and puffiness and spiciness and rice. Every meal comes with rice and pasta. Oh, my goodness.
It's probably that spicy is the code word for 3 o'clock.
Sex that to 72881.
Did you just say sex that to 72881?
Yeah, sex that to 72881. Send your hog shot to 72881 along with the word spicy.
Jeez. And look, here. Is the little person cute?
I don't know, man.
I just can't wait till I get an email from Kim Reese, who's like our head of digital, and like, why am I getting hog shots into the national contest?
Hey.
I just hope one of the hog shot people, as long as they put the word, they should be eligible.
As long as they put the word.
They just write spicy on the
spicy on the hog.
Oh.
A little spicy
you,
mustard.
You write spicy on your hog. You ain't worried about whether somebody sees it.
I'd get the S in.
Quite a show. I mean, we've just there's been a lot of distractions between every break. Beast is wearing turkey pants. Robbie's doing the ab roller. He's dying.
We've had fun on this show. Like we've had some like really fun shows. Me like sitting in a bathtub of margarita mix. Leroy with nipple clamps. You in stocks.
How about I broke the car?
You broke a car. Like, yeah. We've done some stuff. But hey, today is like a festive fun day.
I'm gonna say this to Robbie to fire him up a little bit. A texter chimed in earlier, but you were hurting, so I didn't want to read this. Adam Sandler is the Adam Gase of comedians.
I saw that text.
Overrated fraud.
I gave him a minus one.
Adam Sandler's coming to do stand-up. Are we going?
When?
What?
At the Hard Rock?
Let me look. Hold on.
I'm super in. You'd have to ask me.
I'm looking. Hold on.
All right.
February 9th.
Where?
Where?
BB&T Center.
Oh.
Wow, he's filling that?
Yeah.
That's going to be like next week. We're not going to go to that.
Yeah, we're not going to make it.
FaceTime.
Robbie might go.
We'll sneak Robbie in.
Bring my iPad Santa. FaceTime all you guys. I know.
Yeah, so Robbie's been killing it during each break. He is doing the ab roller, which is just dreadful. And it doesn't help when you have an audience upon you. That reminds me of when I jumped into Leroy's freezing pool in the Speedo.
That wasn't a Speedo.
It was a Speedo. No, you pulled the biggest. That was the
right. What is the difference?
You know what?
I put on the music. Wait, I put on the Olympic music.
Wait a minute.
Right?
That was at the beginning of this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. Relatively. Yes, it was relatively speaking more towards the beginning of us together than not. Okay?
It was more in the middle, I
no,
would say.
No, it was not in the middle.
It was last January.
When did we start doing this?
Like 3 years ago.
We've been doing this that long?
That last football season, not this 2018, but 2017 football season is when we open up the Doom Box.
Boom.
Okay. That was a separate bet you made with between the two of you about that Pittsburgh Steelers Patriots game.
It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay? That was like before we really started getting into shenanigans and hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You paid the punishment last year.
Right. We should have known then about your lack of integrity.
Watch yourself.
We should have.
My lack of integrity.
We should have known
my lack of integrity.
Your lack of integrity.
You're saying that
when we all gathered at Leroy's house,
the OG Sneasel,
to watch you jump into a pool in a Speedo and you weren't wearing a Speedo.
Excuse me.
We should.
Excuse me.
Should we or not?
What,
yes or no?
What qualifies as a Speedo? All right, it is a tiny piece of clothing that you wear under your clothes.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not.
It's the same thing. I've worn them both. I've worn a Speedo. I don't know what happened to the T-shirt.
Yeah, it's not there.
I've worn a Speedo before, and I've worn the briefs. It's the same thing.
No,
it's not.
It's
no.
the same.
No.
No, it's not.
They weren't droopy old man briefs.
Look, let me correct
nay, you. Nay, nay.
Wait, time out. I'm going to, first of all, that's redneck swimming trunks, so we have to excuse him. Because as a kid, when y'all used to jump in the pool with Paul, that's what y'all was wearing, right?
Please,
but
please.
Over here, with the regular folks, a Speedo is actually a swimsuit that you buy, not just your underwear.
Just because I spent my childhood on a farm scooping up newts and frogs in a net does not mean that you can say that I have a redneck Speedo. That is
it
not cool.
Was, it was. Why did it say Hanes on the back?
I'm not a Hanes guy. It was Fruit of the Loom.
Okay.
So what? What's the difference? What is the difference?
Speedo.
What is the difference? It's the same article of
okay,
clothing.
Okay, so next time we're doing thong.
Fine.
Hey, question. I'm going to just throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
How many people who look like Leroy would be at that Adam Sandler show? I would go. I like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
There's like...
Chris Rock might show up.
He came out of the gate really good in his career. Funny, hilarious. Then, like, I don't know what happened.
Like
Little
Tyson.
Nicky... And
get
like,
in the flask.
Right? Then he came back with like in between, like with Spanglish and
that doesn't
Click.
Count.
It got a little serious.
Right. But
I don't
his
like,
comedy, like 50 First Dates, yeah, okay.
No, no, but
I can watch that.
Watch this, the duo on Netflix.
So this is like him doing stand up and
right.
Normally, like a lot of times when
they start off as stand-up.
Yeah,
stand-up
when these
guys.
Big actors, when they go back to their roots and they go back to stand up, they're pretty good because it's like that's what they started.
Can I
out
just
doing.
Tell you?
Like
Seinfeld,
different story.
He's not funny. Like, his show's funny.
Right.
But stand-up...
Well, because it's the same act. It's worn out.
You know who we're talking about. Brad Garrett.
Oh, he sucks.
The worst.
Raymond's big brother. I hate him.
I should have gone to see Sebastian Maniscalco. That guy's funny.
I just watched the special for the first time because we had him on the morning show not too long ago. Yeah.
We had him...
And you know I love me some Fluffy, some Gabriel Iglesias who's coming
down. Yeah, he's got a Netflix special too.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I heard over the weekend, I heard an old Gabriel Iglesias bit. It was obviously pre-PC times from like 2001. Oof.
The golden age.
You listen to that now, you wouldn't be able to, you'd laugh differently.
Speaking of Super Bowl coverage and PC and Fluffy, you see this CJ Anderson?
No.
He's very fat.
He's portly. What? Not fat.
He's fat.
Man, you can't call somebody fat that can run like that. He's still playing.
This is what he has to say to all the haters that are calling him fat, because a lot of people are coming out.
It's tough that professionals they have a tough time tackling me. So everybody who has the comments, just meet me in the hole one day. Let's see if that works out for you.
There you go.
Pat.
I agree with it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I know you got nervous there, Robbie.
But look.
I did.
If you show CJ Anderson from 12 months ago in a uniform and CJ Anderson from last weekend, he has to understand why people come to that conclusion.
Hmm? I don't think he really cares.
He doesn't care, but come on, man.
He's so lucky.
Is that any different than the comments you were making about Deion Waiters?
I mean, come on, man. Like, the Deion Waiters thing, did you see those Media Day pictures? Did you see those Media Day pictures?
Hey, by the way, somebody boxed you in, Beast.
What?
Wasn't Beast supposed to wear a male romper and wore something else?
Yeah, it wore a female romper.
Nah, that wasn't a romper. Like nightwear.
Listen, I just clicked on something and bought it on
Amazon.
You
look like an elegant Gertrude. I paid my punishment. And I also did it in front of Leroy's wife and daughter.
Here's the
problem.
Well,
that's because I didn't know that they were going to be so excited about it.
Oh, they were like,
I saw a side of my wife that I don't know if I like.
Mel is
because
cheered.
She
Mel,
was excited Mel is, to get the hair off Robbie's back, but he didn't have none.
Mel, basically, Leroy's wife had pom-poms. That's how much she was cheering for Tobin.
I took out my little speaker. I played the Olympic music. And guess what? Somebody say, have you seen Maurice Jones-Drew lately? Oh, yeah, he had blow-up ability.
Well, like,
you could tell he was going to be.
We have, Leroy and I have often talked during breaks about former running backs that have blown up.
It's hard, man, because guess what? There's nobody that runs as much as us. And keep in mind, there's only one receiver in the history of receivers that has gotten so, whoa.
Who's that?
Raven Roston?
Ooh. He played for the Dolphins.
And David Boston.
OG.
The OG. Rondé Gasse.
Right. Whoa.
And Dante Culpepper looks like a lineman. But he was big when he was quarterback. So, like, yeah, that could only go one place.
Texas is chiming in on the NunezLaw.com text line.
It. What?
Okay, go.
Kyrie is so flaky. That's true. Kyrie loves justice, so why trade him? Because I think that's what Boston would do it for.
Right.
If you had anything on your roster. I don't know if they would. I'm just saying, if Danny Ainge feels like the Lakers are going to swoop in and steal his beloved unibrow, you got to make moves. And I don't think it's that crazy to say, you know what? I don't know if Kyrie Irving's staying after this year. I mean, he sold us at a thing that he was going to stay, but he also told a room full of children he'd never leave like LeBron did in Cleveland. So, you know.
He gone.
I gotta do what I gotta do. So why not go get Justice Winslow, who's under contract for the next 3 years, and then I go and I pay all my money to Anthony Davis. I don't think it's that crazy.
Okay. First of all, this other guy, CJ Anderson, is a reincarnated Leroy Horde Chubby, and he is the backup. I have never been that big ever.
That was just the pads, man.
Yeah, we've discussed this many times. Leroy wore huge pads.
I wore big pads. I never. Come on. Like, yeah. No.
Who was thicker? Was it CJ Anderson or Antonio Gates this season?
Antonio Gates, but he's old. I'm going to give him a pass. He's old. He was supposed to retire, and they asked him to talk him into coming back. He wasn't ready for no football.
No, that wasn't supposed to go down
like
that.
Okay, there's two, like,
There's two types of football players.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ones that are fit, and then there's the David Bostons of the world.
Speaking of which,
over fitness.
We forgot to get to this because we were discussing this. You know, tomorrow is a beast. Tomorrow they're showing that 30 for 30 Deion's double play where they talk about him playing the baseball and the football.
Yeah.
So we're commenting. We're looking at Deion Sanders as he's doing an interview on SportsCenter today. Why didn't Deion Sanders get all that hair back?
You think he had some work?
All I know is I've seen Deion Sanders on television now for a while. And this is a new look. And I'm not saying he went full Urlacher.
Well, he's been bald for a long time.
Right.
Check this out.
Right.
Right now, if he was walking through that hole, right?
Yep.
I could take off his hair like a Velcro.
That's what it looks like. Someone find me a picture. I need to see this.
I'm trying to find it.
What it looks like.
I'm going to go to ESPN's YouTube. But yeah, I'm like watching him get interviewed today by Kerry Champion. I'm like, when did Deion get hair?
Look. A nice, could you grow a full head of hair? You could? Like Deion? Perfect bush? Hey, you can reach a certain age.
This is the latest picture that comes up.
Nope, that's not it. Once you get a certain age, you can't get it back. Okay, all right.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't believe you, but I'm going to go ahead on and just take your word for it.
It was very odd. It stuck out like... Hey, is he got something going on there?
Are we talking like prime, like Jerry Curl Deion?
Nah, it's not Jerry Curl, but like...
No, it's like without the Jerry Curl, but full hair.
Think of LeBron doing a Nike commercial.
Wait.
For somebody who's not petty, you always...
It was an accurate description.
Wait a minute. We were going to start doing this anyways, which is bringing Perk into the conversation on our show. A little crosstalk.
I talk to Perk all the time. I don't know what y'all doing. We always do crosstalk.
And he's just sitting at his laptop, probably filing 17 stories for The Athletic, but that's fine. You mean to tell me that if you just didn't shave your head, you'd have a full head of hair?
And I'm saying right now.
Dartboard of Doom.
On television.
We have to have a show bet between the two shows.
I'm saying it right now on the radio. Perk, you lying.
Yeah, we think you're lying. Prove it. Pictures or it doesn't happen.
3 weeks? 3 years?
3 years ago, he said.
Oh, 3 years ago?
No.
It'll take 3 years and some Rogaine to get it back.
No.
Okay.
As soon as the football season's over and like you're on break time, like after the draft, whatever, you're growing it out.
Yeah, all right.
All right, he's down.
All
Perk's down.
He says he might.
All right, we come back. Robbie has to face his last break of doing the ab roller. It's been a journey. Are you ready?
I'm so proud of him, though.
Are you ready to hit the finish line, Robbie?
I got these rock hard abs. Got to put them to use.
We're back after this. Welcome back, guys. Toby Leroy and Beast. It's hashtag third hour. Let's give away a pair of tickets right now to see Chris Stapleton at the Coral Sky Amphitheater on October 12th. Tickets are going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com for the All-American Road Show. Chris Stapleton is coming through to the Coral Sky Amphitheater on October 12th. And get your tickets again Friday, 10 a.m. They go on sale at livenation.com. But call number 5 on the contest line right now, 786-534-0790. That's 786-534-0790. Gets to go see Chris Stapleton.
NunezLaw.com text line. Beast ended up looking like a Gainesville stripper.
Yeah, those turkey pants are tight,
some
man.
Big ones.
Those turkey pants are tight. You guys can go see Beast if you want to see him in his turkey pants at The Ticket Miami on Instagram, 790 The Ticket on Twitter or Facebook.
I've also retweeted it, of course.
There's some live streams of Robbie doing his Dartboard of Doom punishment, which was the ab roller between every break.
I got to give Robbie all the credit in the world, man.
He pushed.
He powered through.
We'll put a little highlight reel probably up tomorrow before tomorrow's show. You guys can see that. But well done, Robbie. You, again, a man of integrity who pays his bets. Hats off to you if I was wearing a hat.
All I got left now is the Bagger Vance, and I still owe a throw.
Yeah, we got a throw tomorrow, both you and me. So
I got to get a fake beard.
Oh, the Mike Beltran.
The Mike Beltran.
I told him, I think you still have to bunt.
You could just have somebody put some extensions on it. Right there, you just let the mutton chops grow up.
Yeah,
like
maybe
right
you could get like those, like some of those Viking braids, and just like mustache it up.
I'll go to the costume store.
Yeah, that'll work out great for you, man. I'm telling you. So we got Super Bowl week. It's closing on in.
We've done a ton of Super Bowl coverage.
Today we talked about C.J. Anderson being fat. That was our Super Bowl coverage.
Oh, no, we did carry 3 seconds of Roger Goodell being boring.
I just can't. I can't with him. I'm sorry. Good question. You know, we're going to have judgment and replay and, yeah. Next question.
Humans make mistakes.
Yeah. We don't want to take out the human element and judgment and...
Yeah, you know what? I believe this. When you have to be held accountable for your actions, you do a better job.
Roger, didn't you use your judgment and go after a team for deflated footballs for 2 years? You know, I didn't want to impede on a game result and use my power to overturn a game. I don't like using my power. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude? Did you see this? What they're trying to do in college football now?
No.
So you know about the overtime in college football, right? Like, so you get at the ball at the 25-yard line or whatever it is, and then after the second OT, you have to start going for two.
Correct.
Well, remember that, was it LSU Texas A&M Robbie that went 7 overtimes?
He's on. Yes.
Or is he ab rolling?
He's on the phone. He's giving away tickets.
Oh, okay. Well, so now at the NCAA, because they're such a great organization.
Correct.
They're worried about the student athletes having to play 7 overtimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're going to go to
too much football. So no. Now they're trying to come up with a way to solve this. So either like they start back at like the 30 or the 40, or you have to start going for two after, like just immediately. Like there's no kicks. Like you can't kick in overtime.
I wouldn't be against that.
But like that's an outlier of a game. How many games go to 7 overtimes?
Again, that's how like. Is it only with football?
Yes.
Like, it's like overreact to everything without, like, they want, look, the solution for what happened against the Saints is replay. My solution is have better officials.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I know you guys are.
That's egregious,
man. I know you guys are beating up on football, but I do feel like they do go into each offseason trying to correct this stuff. They're trying to correct.
Jesus.
Like, with baseball, how long did it take baseball to do the replay on the home run?
Ever, forever?
Like, forever.
Yeah, but baseball is a different... But look at basketball. Would you say that basketball is the most forward-thinking of all the professional sports?
Well, their commissioner right now, Adam Silver, is probably the best commissioner, most forward-thinking commissioner.
They've got a bad record.
Is it really? Like, he just does whatever the players want.
Yeah, like the two-minute report, like that has upset a lot of people. Like, oh, great, thank you.
No, but like, okay, but think about what basketball has done. Like, they're like in sports gambling. Like, they're like Adam Silver is really trying to be progressive as a commissioner.
I know, but if we're talking about the enforcement of the rules of the game, like they're the
or
only
just alternate the, change in the rules.
They're the only sport that's been actively caught with a referee that was tampered with by the mob.
You mean caught? Because guess what?
All right. Before we get out of here, I apologize for interrupting.
No, you're not. You say this that five times a show. It better be good.
Yeah, this better be an update on the tunnel.
It is. FBI Miami, the official account that I follow, FBI Miami, cool, has now put out their first tweet on this subject.
Really?
Attempted bank burglary, 50-yard tunnel.
Damn.
How long did it take to...
50?
It took me an hour to dig a little hole and put a tree.
So 50 yards is what, 150 feet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like, that doesn't happen overnight. Correct? Well, I guess,
that's like, look, if we were to build a tunnel from here to Popeye's to steal chicken.
Shawshank did it.
I think that was 200 yards, wasn't it?
And he did it over like 40 years while he was in prison.
And that also included like a sewer pipe.
Correct. Anywho, the FBI does need you to call them if you have any information.
All you should have did was cover up the hole and keep eyes on it. Idiots were going to come back.
They should have set up like cameras.
Right.
They got too overzealous with this.
I'm doing my due diligence. Call the FBI at 754-703-2000. 754-703-2000. You know, if you happen to spot a group of 20 guys digging a 50-yard hole.
What am I looking for here?
I would say to you, don't call in the turkey pants.
No, that's not happening. Do they have pictures of this hole and how far it goes?
Hello, officer. My neighbor, Griff, he bought a new shovel today. Looks suspicious. what am I supposed to look for?
Right.
Hey, Paul, how'd you get that dirt on your knees?
So,
aren't you a banker?
We've come to some conclusions here today.
Sorry.
The first thing is...
the next time somebody has to jump in the pool, it would not be tighty whities. You think
they weren't
tighty
whities? They were not tighty whities.
They were underwear.
Yeah,
underwear and not speedos.
But they were black.
Underwears are not speedos.
They're the same thing, dude.
No, they're not.
They're the same. Trust me, my boys were snug and secure.
No.
All right, fine. The semantics. This is a 2-year-old bet that I paid a long time ago.
Whatever.
Right.
I mean,
we're not making you redo the bet.
I feel like you guys are harshly judging me.
Saying next time we say speedo, we mean speedo.
It is a speedo.
No.
It is essentially a speedo.
No.
You guys are getting caught up by the brand.
A speedo is a speedo, bro.
Speedo is a speedo.
A speedo is
really, not. It doesn't
an
have food on the back.
It's an article of clothing.
No. It's the material that it's made out of.
Nope.
It's not made of cotton. There's no cotton speedos.
Well, back in the day, there was. They just
no, there
got,
wasn't.
Technology's gotten better.
No, there wasn't.
I don't know. I can't attest.
Next time,
I can't.
Two words. Banana hammock. There's no mistake, because I know for damn sure Fruit Loom don't make those.
So what? So cheeks?
That's what we have to do with you. We have to be more definitive.
I'd have
it's
to
ridiculous.
Get,
I'd have
are you otherwise you won't come in what you thought growing up was a speedo.
It literally was just as revealing as a speedo,
no.
And I jumped into an ice
no,
water
first,
pool.
First of all, you run, you take off the towel like halfway
doesn't
into
matter.
The water, and then you're in the pool.
And then,
all of a sudden, hey, I got a bathing suit in the pool that I
That's
put on
bad.
While I'm underwater.
That's your bad. You didn't outfox me. Sorry.
No.
Here's the bet was me jumping
thing.
In the pool. I didn't have to get out of the pool.
Here's the funny thing about that. There has never been a moment, as long as we've known Tobin, where he's been like, bleep it, I don't care, right? That's how he is with most situations. But then he had an audience.
It was a very innocent audience.
Let's be honest. Like, he would have dealt fine with your wife, but your 10-year-old daughter was out there. She was probably 9 at the time.
Yeah. Probably.
That, you know, I don't blame him for you that.
All right.
I pay my bets.
I'm not saying you don't.
Also, I want to make something very clear today.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Speaking of which, I just want it to be known on the record, because sometimes I'm held down in the time slot of 5:30 to 9, not blossoming. Amber Wilson did not box me in this morning, contrary to reports. She didn't even get a side of cardboard up. All right.
Oh, goodness.
So I don't want to hear any nonsense. And really, it's very disappointing that Amber is amongst the sheep who doesn't believe that Bam Adebayo should have been in the Rising Stars game, where they keep putting in these hack Lakers like Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, who are just a product of marketing.
They put the names
They're
in.
Just a product of marketing. It's ridiculous. Bam definitely deserves to be there over those two bums who are just in there because of their name and who they play with and the market they're in. I don't appreciate it. She did not box me in. That needs to be cleared up today, because I've gotten a lot of texts on that, and it's just false advertising. I'm sorry. Just because she got in a punch.
Amber
doesn't get the opportunity, and I can't believe I'm defending her, but Amber doesn't get the opportunity to go on all day and clarify what happened.
She has tomorrow. Why are you just all of a sudden coming out?
Because
I have other stuff to do on the morning
random,
show. No.
By the way,
I just,
if you were listening this
PSA,
morning, Amber
PSA.
Did not box me in.
Because like, people are sliding into my mentions, and it needs to be clarified. All right, this is an important thing that needs to be known. I shan't be boxed in. I won't be boxed in. And
I
wasn't
boxed in. The only reason why you don't feel you're boxed in, because that's it. You never think you're boxed in. Have you ever been boxed in?
Nope.
Yeah, you guys boxed him the other day with the Goran to the Suns thing.
Right.
That was a good box.
Exactly. Goran to the Suns. You got boxed in that day.
Not a box in. It's just a different circumstance. Like you guys are reaching, quite frankly. And you know what's hard to put together when you're reaching?
You said
a box.
You wanted to trade Goran. You said for Kawhi.
Right.
But not to the Suns.
Yeah, but that
you wanted to trade
yeah,
to the Suns.
Yeah, the Suns thing was more of a that's just throwing it out there before throwing it out there.
No!
Get the hell out of here!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.